Yo, hey, ladies, put your hands up, Welcome to another I Got Issues podcast with your host, Jason Maynard. And
James Wright.
James, good to see you again, my friend.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. God bless you. And
Merry
Christmas.
Christmas.
All of the good stuff. How are things? How's life?
Everything's good, man. Everything's good, man. Got myself a PlayStation 3. So it's pretty cool, man.
Is that what you got for Christmas? PlayStation 3.
PlayStation 3. And it's amazing. It's been a while since I played video games. But I'm telling you, man, I'm back.
Was this an expensive Christmas for you?
Yeah, you know what? I spent a lot of money.
Woo!
Yeah, woo is right. It's crazy. I'm surprised.
Spent $75.
Damn.
Sick.
Damn. It's crazy.
Told my sister, two more years to go, honey, and no more, and Christmas is over. She's 16, 18, that's the cutoff, man. It's over. It's a wrap.
That's hilarious.
Once you vote, you get no more Christmas presents. That's just how it goes.
That's a good rule. I like that.
Listen, Christmas is not for children. It's only for children, sorry. It's not for adults.
No, I agree. I totally agree.
Listen to podcast episode 1. I explain and break down the whole history of Christmas.
So did you went back home?
I would not call that place my home.
Oh, but did you take the bus again this time?
I took the bus.
Again? Are you joking? You've been
serious? No joke.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
So something about that just makes me laugh. I don't know why. It's hilarious.
So this is the deal, right?
Oh, man.
I was like, do I drive up by myself? And you know that I drive a gigantic gas-guzzling SUV. Right?
Yep.
So I'm like, I can drive up there all by myself in my own SUV. It's going to cost me $180 probably to drive there and drive back.
Whoa.
Right? Because it costs $90 to fill my gas tank.
That's insane.
Right? So I can drive there by myself and drive back by myself. My brother was leaving the same day that I was coming when we were coming home. So I'm like, I'll just take the bus there for like $30 because my friends work at the Greyhound.
Jaguar bus
and,
line.
And then I got a ride back with my brother. Shoot him a couple bucks for gas.
Wow.
It's way smarter. I took the bus at like 1 o'clock in the morning bus. Got there at 5:19. And here's the thing, kids.
You slept through?
I try to stay awake. I was going to watch Netflix on my iPhone, right?
Yeah.
So I go, I'm like, all right, get to my seat. You know, I put my bag on the side so no creep could sit beside me.
Chop off your head.
Chop my head off, right? So I'm like, fuck this. And it's 1 o'clock in the morning. There's a lot of weirdos. Bus is finally moving. Got my own seat. Beautiful.
Nice.
Was it packed? I'm like, all right. No, it wasn't that packed.
Okay.
So I'm like, fucking perfect. I'm going to put on my headphones. I'm going to watch some Netflix. I'm going to watch like Dexter.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking, you know, I'm sitting there. I'm trying to download the app. It's fucking not working.
Oh no,
Netflix went down.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Christmas Eve.
Yes, that's right. I remember that.
Suckers.
I remember that.
So I'm sitting on the bus, like, what the fuck am I like? My whole it's almost like it ruined my whole life. At that very moment, I was like, what's going on? So I go on to Twitter.
Yeah.
This is where I get all of my news sources from.
Yeah.
Go on to Twitter and I type in Netflix and then you see, oh, Netflix is down. Sorry for the inconvenience. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this is unbelievable. So then I fell asleep right away. Wake up. I'm in Sudbury.
Yeah.
Get off the bus at the Four Corners, right?
Yeah.
My dad lives like a kilometer away.
Yeah.
It's like a 15-minute walk. in the summertime.
In the summertime.
Dude, I was not prepared to be in Sudbury in an actual winter climate. Like, I get off the, for one thing, I don't even own a real winter jacket. My jacket's more like a fall jacket.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a hat. All I had was a pair of gloves and Chuck Taylors. Fucking snow up to my goddamn knees.
Oh, man.
Get off the bus. I'm like, shit, it's 5:19 in the morning. I'm like, I'm not going to call my dad to come pick me up.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's see if I can get a cab. I'm look around. There's like not a fucking soul in the goddamn, like there's not a car. There's tumbleweeds blowing by down the street. God. There's nothing going on. I'm like, I can wait here. I can call a taxi, but I'll probably have to wait outside for like 15 minutes before a taxi comes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck this. I'm like, oh man, I used to walk this. Made this walk 100 times, man. It's like 15 minutes. This is what I'm telling myself in my head. So I'm like, all right, man, let's do this walk. Start walking. It's fucking way harder to walk in snow.
With Chuck Taylor's on.
With Chuck Taylor's on. My head is starting to freeze because it's like fucking minus 20 outside. I got halfway there. I could see like my house. I'm sort of like in the Lord of the Rings. You know, you can see like the mountain with the lava.
Yeah.
In the distance. It looked like that for me. I got to like the top of this hill, and then I'm looking. I can like see my dad's house. I'm like, but it's fucking far. It's like still so far. And I'm like, dude, I don't think I'm gonna make it. Like I could really die right now. Like I'm like, I can feel hypothermia creeping up on me. Hypothermia was like tapping me on the shoulder. Like, hey, buddy,
you're almost there. You're almost home.
And the wind was fucking blowing. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I really might die right now. This is fucking terrifying. But I'm like, I can't die. It's my dad's birthday. It's Jesus's birthday. I gotta get there.
Your dad is Jesus.
I fucking huffed it and puffed it.
Nice.
Made it there. Opened the door. My dad's like, oh, hi, Jason. Why didn't you call me for a ride? I'm like, motherfucker. I was like, dude, it's fucking freezing. He's like, where's your hat? Yeah. I'm like, don't patronize me.
Yeah.
Listen, I know. I'm not prepared. I'm an idiot.
Oh, man.
But it's way cold there. It's different.
It's freezing there.
I have no idea.
When I got over there, man. It was just cold. Running shoes. Finally got myself a pretty decent winter jacket. So like my body was warm, but like my feet were just freezing. And it was the same. The day that I arrived was the day that I had like the first heavy snowfall. And like heavy snowfall, as most people know in Sudbury, is like a foot of snow, if not more. It was crazy.
Fuck that place. I'm not going back.
It's crazy. I was like, Mom, Dad, love you. See ya. I won't be back for another 6 months.
I'll see you in the summertime.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that place. Who lived? I don't know how people live there. Listen, and now my friends, sorry, my friends from Sudbury, but I don't know how you guys do it. And to tell you the truth, I was at a party with all these people that I went to high school with.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody, if you're listening. Shout out to Lauren. Shout out to... Mark, all these, listen,
Big Stevie, little Ray Ray,
exactly.
So
I go to this party, right? It's an annual Boxing Day party, which is a cool thing because I know exactly where I'll be every single Boxing Day, And I show up at this party, you know, I'm starting to talk to everybody, and everybody sort of has the same story. They're like this, all the same people, they're like zombies. Don't tell them that I said this. I don't know how to explain it, and I'm not gonna back down from my words, but they're like zombies. Everybody is married. Everybody's a teacher. Everybody's got a house. They don't have interesting stories, to tell you the truth. Sort of weird. I hope that
that's life, though, man.
I hope you'll still be my friends, people from Sudbury. But
you know what? I think it's just that's just how it is. That's Northern Ontario life. Not say that everyone is like that, but I'm saying that the majority that seems to be the path. Like my Sudbury friends, married, kids, house, maybe travel once a year. My Toronto friends, most of them are single, you know what I mean? They're dating, they party, they play music, they play bands, they video, entertainment, like different, like traveling all around the world, like totally different state of mind.
It's very odd. To me, I was like, I could not, if I were to have lived, like continued to live there after the 5 hard years that I did, I don't know if I...
Hard knock life.
I don't know if I... I wonder what my life would have been like. I would probably have kids and be married and have a house and be driving around.
You'd be telling the exact same story. You'd have a pickup truck.
That is fucking crazy to me.
You'd have a skidoo.
There's no way that could be... That could. Some people... One of my friends, Amanda, she said to me, like, you're really interesting. You live like a super exciting life. And I was like, well, it's not that exciting. Like, my life's actually pretty boring. But she, like, finds me to be interesting. And I have no idea why. I don't know if it's because I do a podcast and video podcast and I traveled a little bit. But she's, like, fascinated.
That's
shout out to my girl different. Amanda from Sudbury.
That's the thing, man. It's because you are doing something different. That's the thing.
It's not the I don't think it's that different.
But it is, though, because most people are... doing the same thing. They're
why people why are you doing the same things
every day in and day and some I don't know, some people don't follow their passions. Not to say that the people in Sudbury that are married and have kids or whatever that they're not following their passions, but like some people, you know, I'm sure some of them were probably thinking like, man, I wish I was an actor or something like that, but then that just put that in the back burner. They don't follow these things.
Stop wishing. Start doing.
Exactly. Bah-bah!
Pow.
Start doing, man. That's always been my thing. I couldn't see myself married with kids, house, skidoo, truck. I need to be doing my thing.
I constantly ask myself why, like how does that become like ingrained? I was even talking to some of my friends' parents, and like I was like sort of telling them what I've been doing over the past year, and they're like sort of like intrigued by it, but at the same time I can see they're like, you know, when the fuck are you gonna grow up?
Yeah.
Like,
when are you gonna settle down?
They look at me like, you know, because they ask like subtle questions like, oh, are you dating somebody? You know, basically like, grow the fuck up, kid, and stop playing around, like, this is your life. But I don't live my life that way, and I'm not gonna fall into the, I'm not going to play by the rules.
Yeah.
Fuck the rules, man.
Yeah. I think of people like Richard Branson, man. I love that guy. Well, I don't love that guy, but I like that guy.
He's have a mild crush on him.
Just a mild man crush on him. Something about, he's just cool. Like, he's like a cool entrepreneur. Like, he's doing what he wants to do. And at the same time, and he's a multi-billionaire, and like, he's just doing fun stuff. He's doing the things that he likes to do, and he lives. I don't think he's worked a day in his life because he's just doing what he likes to do. It's not work, you know. It's his passion, and that's the key. That's my goal for 2013, is to follow my passions.
Do you have some New Year's resolutions?
Not really, man. Just live a better life. Very general statement, but I mean, that includes everything, like helping out people, helping out my friends, you know, just doing things better, just living a good life, following my passions and conquering fear, all that kind of stuff. All
right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to release my New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. I'm making them up right now because I never really came up with them. So,
New Year's resolutions.
Here are Jason Maynard's New Year's resolutions, because everybody that's listening gives a fuck. I'm going to, this year.
All right.
I'm going to say it live on the internet. I will make my comedic debut on a stage in Sudbury, or in Toronto. I will do it this year in 2013.
Come on, man. You got to set a date. Oh, wait. Not a specific date, but set like a month at least. So that way you can work towards that month.
I will say I will do it by April Fool's Day.
Okay. So, okay, sometime in April. Sometime in April.
April's the month.
April's the month.
Fuck.
All right.
God.
You have to do it now.
I know I have to do
it. You have to do it. Stand-up comedy. This is going to be great. I'm going to get this on tape.
I'm going to continue to travel around.
Yep.
And
I need to come on one of these trips with you.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Panama might be coming up next.
Panama.
Panama. Listen, that's it. That's it. I'm going to do stand-up comedy, and that's it. That's it. This is my New Year.
All right, guys. I got a few New Year's resolutions. That's it.
Yeah, I got nothing else. What else? I'm going to dedicate myself to jiu-jitsu.
Okay. Yeah.
Minimum three times a week. I want to move up by 2 belt classes this year.
Okay.
And that's.
Aren't you running for your award? Or something like that.
The next election is October
27, 2014. Oh, geez. So you still have some time. Don't you have to do stuff now, though, in order to prep for it?
You just have to, you can start campaigning basically starting on Monday.
Okay.
So you can start gathering, you can start going around to gather money.
Yeah.
For your campaign. So essentially you can start right now, or basically on Monday. So when it starts. Why, you want to film me going down to City Hall to sign up for?
Yeah.
All right. We'll shoot. If you want, I'll shoot a whole documentary of me becoming the fucking city councilor.
Yeah.
It's not even far-fetched, my friend. It's not far-fetched.
We'll see. Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll do. Let's do it.
It's not far-fetched, man. I have a whole speech.
You have a speech already?
Oh, I got a speech ready for people.
Is it a rap or is it a speech?
It's like when I go and I knock on a person's door.
Oh, okay.
And if they're not too afraid to open it because a fucking giant black guy standing outside of their door in a shitty neighborhood.
I need your money. Yeah.
I know what I'm going to say to them when they're like, why should I vote for you?
You know what I can do?
And I'm going to tell them
why. We can make like mini commercials for you. Hi, my name is Jason Maynard and I'm running for...
Ward 33, Toronto City Council. Vote for me, not these other shitheads.
Bye.
But I'm so worried, like, it can
be so got to do. I'm right.
It gets to become such a big deal, and I'm going to take it serious, but I'm not going to take it as serious, if that means anything. Like,
well, have fun with it. That's the key thing, right? Well, I mean, like,
but this is the thing. It's a big fucking job. Like, essentially, you have 2 years of a job interview.
Yeah.
Because it pays $100,000 a year.
What? Really?
Yeah, of course. And
I think I'm going to run.
And then there's a whole bunch of other perks. But I'm going to do it. But there's going to be people out there that will like take out, they'll start slamming you, they'll start questioning you, they'll dig up your past. They're going to fucking start listening to the podcast and be like, this guy's you want this guy to be your fucking city? Yeah, you do. You want to know why? Because I'm just like you.
That's right.
I'm not a fucking money grubbing asshole like most of these politicians. It's fucking crazy. Enough with the politics talk.
Enough with it.
There's a few crazy things
All right.
that have happened. So let me. Did I already ask you this question before? Because it's just a question of like, I sort of would like to find out an honest answer. I think I might have asked you. If you found a wallet on the street,
yeah.
What would you do? If it had like $50 in it,
I would find the person and give it back to them. So I'd look for like their driver's license or whatever else.
Yeah,
and just give it back to them.
But what if they like live in like, you know, Markham or something?
Why would it doesn't no? Well, I mean, I'd mail it to them. I wouldn't actually go to the address. I would. If it was nearby, I would find and
with,
whatever.
With the cash?
Yeah, of course.
You're an honest dude.
maybe minus the shipping charges, but no, I'm joking. No, I would just mail it to them.
I think I don't know if that's a really honest answer, but
no, it is, man. Come on. Because I want someone to do the same thing too. Like, that's, you ever lose your wallet or think that you've lost your wallet? It's like the worst feeling ever. Like your whole, like,
I know. Listen, if somebody were to just send me back all of my cards and shit like that,
yeah,
like, and they took the cash, I would say that's sort of like a reward for being a nice guy.
Oh, if they give you back, if
because
it back to
for
you
me to go take off a day of work to go get a new driver's license and a health card and go to the bank and do all this shit, it's a fucking gigantic hassle. Yeah. Social insurance, you literally have to take a day off work because you have to go when the fucking government offices are open.
Yeah.
So to me, if I had $50 in my wallet and somebody found it, they could keep it. And
well,
send me my fucking cards back. That's it.
My thought would be that I would send it back with everything inside of it. And then, actually, no, it doesn't even matter, man. It wouldn't even matter if they gave me the $50. Well, I would just give it, just good karma, man. Whatever.
Did you hear about what they're doing to bus people? They're leaving. This happened in New York City.
What do you mean, bus people? Like, what do you mean?
The cops.
Oh,
would leave a fucking wallet on a bench.
Yeah.
A dude would pick it up, and then they would go and arrest them.
What? Why are they doing this?
Because they're idiots and they have nothing better to do.
They have to reach a quota or something? Well, that sounds weird, man.
It sounds very weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that not like good police work?
No. Maybe.
And the dude is, there's one dude who's suing them. He's like, yeah, I picked up the wallet and I was going to go and return it.
Yeah.
That's his defense.
Yeah.
So go fuck off.
Yeah.
Like,
damn. They have nothing good to do.
It's fucking pretty crazy. It's the same thing with these fucking... cop, listen, I like the police, but sometimes
the police
have got to do smarter things to get real criminals.
Yeah.
The in Florida, they had this fucking hot 25-year-old cop get a 17-year-old kid to go and buy her. She got the kid to get her weed. And then when the kid showed up with the weed, she fucking arrests them. Like, why do you do that to like a high school kid? It's fucking,
I have no idea.
That's not good police work.
What are they? Maybe they're just testing things out.
What kind of test is that?
Maybe they're just testing these things, you know?
To test it?
Yeah, they're just testing it.
You need to test it for somebody to tell you that that's fucking not a good way of police, of doing police work?
No, but they're doing like these mini tests to see if they could use it, you know, for like bigger things.
How are you going to use, what other thing would you be able to do where you can replicate having a hot 25-year-old girl tell a fucking horny high school student, go get me marijuana, and he would do anything for a chance to touch your boobs, and you're going to be able to replicate that for something different.
Yeah,
that
man.
Scenario maybe, doesn't work for anything. Guys would do anything for a young, horny teenager in high school would do anything for a hot chick.
God, that's funny.
And that's the truth. And that's not good police work.
I don't know. Maybe they're just doing testing stuff.
Fucking police, get it together.
It seems like a waste of taxpayers' dollars.
It's a gigantic waste of my taxpaying dollars. And now this fucking guy's going to sue them and they're going to lose. And then, like, it's not in my city. This stuff doesn't happen in Toronto because the Toronto Police Force is fucking brilliant. But all the other places, I don't know. Do you hear about that dude that divorced his wife because she was too ugly?
What?
Did you hear about that?
How do you not know this when he was marrying her?
Bro, you should Google this shit.
My God.
So, this was like in China.
All right.
Dude has a baby with this girl, right?
Okay.
The baby comes out. He's like, this fucking ugly baby. He's like, how did this baby become ugly? I'm beautiful and you're beautiful. How do we have such an ugly baby?
Yeah.
Finds out she had fucking a whole bunch of plastic surgery done. She didn't really look like she did.
What?
This guy takes her to court. The judge gave like $1 million.
Are you serious?
And he sued her for like $1 million and he got a divorce. He's like, you're fucking not who you said you were.
Oh my God. That's crazy, man. That's so crazy. I don't even know. My mind is racing right now. That's nuts.
The world is a fucking crazy
place. That's hilarious. Can you imagine that?
I just think it's hilarious that the dude Why looks at the baby and like, this fucking baby's ugly. How did this happen? To me, that's the funniest part of the whole thing.
Your mom's kind of hot. I guess my mom's good looking. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it skipped a gene, the ugly gene. I don't know. And she had plastic surgery. Oh, my goodness.
So funny.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my damn. Have you seen that? The Five Guys YouTube video?
Five Guy Burger?
Yeah. No. You'll have to look it up. It's funny.
Don't want
to
see it. Not interested. I don't watch silly stuff like that.
You'll like it.
I watched I started watching Dexter.
Yeah.
And I sometimes wonder if I'm sort of like Dexter, which apparently a lot of people do. Dexter is a TV show about this dude. He's like a blood splatter analyst for the police.
Okay, yeah.
So he's like essentially like a cop, but at nighttime he goes around and kills bad people. So like if you like got away with like murder or rape or something, he like finds your case and then he fucking finds you and then he kills you and cuts up your body.
And I guess since he's a splatter expert, he knows how to clean up the scene.
Yeah.
So that way he doesn't get busted.
Yeah.
Huh. That sounds interesting.
So it's a fucking pretty cool show, but I'm sitting there watching him talking to like his girlfriend and this guy has like no emotions. He doesn't give a fuck. Like he basically feels like he's an empty guy. I only started watching this, by the way, everybody, and I know there's like 7 seasons, but I'm on season 2.
I haven't even watched any of it. I will.
The way this guy like feels sometimes, I'm like, I sort of feel like that. Like like when people are, it's just like sometimes I feel like I'm empty inside, and I don't want to go and kill people, but. It's a weird thing. It's like when you don't cry because it's not like you don't even care. It's just like you're not something that's supposed to be sad, or that's sad for like everybody else.
Yeah,
and it should be sad for you. You just like have no reaction, no opinion, like no feeling towards it. It's almost like your heart doesn't work the way
you're empty inside, man.
Is that what it is?
Cold blooded.
Uh-huh.
Cold blooded.
I don't know, man.
I think that's. Normal. I sometimes feel like that.
Really?
Yeah, we just like, it's like, what's the big deal?
You never cry sometimes?
No, I can't remember the last time I cried.
I can't remember.
Oh, man, that is funny.
You know, back in your homeland, Jamaica?
Yeah, man.
You know what they're doing out there?
What are they doing now?
And they're doing this all around the world, which I've recently discovered. So in Jamaica, people are lightening their skin.
Yeah.
It's a humongous thing right now.
They do that in India.
They do the same thing in India.
Yeah.
Do you know, they have I'm sitting in India watching a TV commercial. And this TV commercial comes on, and they play the same sort of shit, like the same commercials, the same music videos over and over. So I watch this commercial, and I've watched it like probably 20 times, but I never like really paid attention. And then I was like, what did this guy just say? He's pushing a product called Fair and Handsome.
Yeah. I've seen those commercials. That's funny.
Fair and Handsome.
Yeah.
Basically, like, lighten your skin. The more fair skin you are, the more handsome you'll be. Which is fucking mental.
It's a different culture over there, man.
And they do this exact same thing in Jamaica, too.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It's because everyone wants to be lighter skin. Because if you're lighter skin, that means you're more connected to Caucasian. If you're more connected to Caucasian, that means you have a higher standing or higher status.
Is that what it is?
Society. Because
like it's not just the Indian people and the Jamaican people who are lightening their skin. Like Asian people will give themselves eyelids so they can have like an eyelid because it's a lot of Chinese, whatever, Japanese, they don't have an eyelid. So then they fucking go get surgery to put in a line. So
I know, man.
Why do they want to be? Why does everybody want to be white?
It's years and years of conditioning. That's what it is. Look at all those. Look at all the magazine covers. It's always like the same sort of shape, same color. Even you ever see like covers of like Beyonce, Jennifer Lopez, Christina Aguilera, and like a few, like Britney Spears, like there's a few times when you see like these covers and they all look like the same woman.
Yeah, sure.
Like from like black to Caucasian, Latin, like they all seem to look exactly the same. It's weird, man.
I know exactly what you're saying. That's very
It's conditioning, man.
How are we going to get to the bottom of this? Like, how are we going to fix this problem?
Adbusters, man.
Adbusters.
I don't even know. I'm just saying Adbusters. I know it's a magazine that busts a lot of these strange things that the media puts out. But it's strange, man. I don't know. I don't know why. Why does everyone want to be white? I don't know. I don't want to be white.
Fuck that. If you're white, you can't get a job now. Fuck white.
What? White since when? Fucked. That's news. That's news to me.
No, they shouldn't be. Like, all the police forces, government agencies, they want to hire women invisible minorities.
Oh, affirmative action.
So now all of a sudden the white man's put to the back of the bus. And like the great Chris Rock says, I don't believe in affirmative action, but if there's a tie, you know, like I shouldn't just get a job just because I'm black over you.
Yeah.
But if there's a tie, motherfucker, I get the job.
Oh, man, that's good. No, it's weird, man. It's weird. I don't know what to say.
No, me neither. I don't know. I got nothing on that topic.
No, I don't know either. It's one of those things that just makes you, that's like one of those conversations that gets like super deep and you're trying to figure out and analyze these things. But I guess this is why we're here.
I can't concentrate well enough to like, I can't even focus long enough to try to figure out why people would put a cream on their skin to make it lighter.
Cause they want to be more Caucasian.
How is that going to enhance?
That's the thing. See, that's the messed up thing about it.
Would it really enhance your life?
That's what they think. They know what they say. It's like people. Okay, there's like different degrees of it. You can go start. Say if you're overweight, or say if you're not even overweight. Say if you're just like not 100% in shape. You start going to the gym. You start getting like muscles. You start getting like abs. Whatever else, this and that. You start to feel better about yourself. So when you start feeling better about yourself that way, you know, you have this idea that people perceive you as like better looking or whatever else, that confidence rises up and then you can do more stuff in your life. So the same sort of thing, like plastic surgery, you know, they say that when people get plastic surgery, they're more likely to stay happier for a longer period of time. Huh. So like, say if you go get a pair of shoes, right?
Yeah.
You get a pair of shoes, like, oh, I got a new pair of shoes. You feel confident. You know, like, yeah, I got nice shoes on, whatever. You're walking with more of a strut. Then after like 2 months, after a month, you're like, these shoes aren't new anymore. You know what I mean? There's another new pair of shoes out there, whatever else. That starts to fade away. So what I'm trying to say is the whole thing about like lightening your skin is because it's like years and years of conditioning to think that lighter skin is better skin. You know, or like, you know how a lot of black girls, they put like weaves in their hair so they can have like long, straight, like hair, like whether it be like Indian sort of looking hair, but like instead of like natural, like sort of like beautiful black woman hair, they want to have like the straight hair because it gives them that confidence to do other things.
Interesting.
You know?
Very interesting.
They need these products in order for them to feel better, to have more confidence. That's the thing. And it's conditioning, man, because you don't need that.
I got to move away to an island.
I'm telling you.
Like, is there any uninhabited land I could just squat on and live on?
You know, I can't remember the name of the place. If anyone listening to this knows the place, send me a message. There's a place, someplace in the world, where they have the highest rate of happiness. Do you know this place? I can't remember the name of it right now.
I know where it is.
And it's like the happiest place on earth because they live so simply. It's close to Nepal, I think.
Oh, I don't know this place.
Oh, why? What place were you going to say? There's more than one. I mean, like there's a list of like, it's like top 10,
they
right?
They did like a documentary. I just watched a documentary called Happy People. It's on Netflix.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty boring.
Yeah.
But
I was still watching it. Yeah.
It's still fairly like interesting. It's just about these fucking like crazy.
That's
Russian
in Russia. Yeah, that's in Russia. Yeah.
It's like they're like far north. Like these people have nothing.
Yeah.
And all they it just basically shows them like for like four through the four seasons, like how they prepare for the following season.
Yeah.
So that they're ready. Like before the winter comes, they fucking go, they chop up like a fucking gazillion piece of wood. They get all their fish for the dog. And it's just, that's their whole circle of life. They don't have any other outside distractions. Like they do what they have to do so that they can survive the winter time.
Yeah.
And then they do the whole cycle over and over and over again, but
they're happy.
They're like, their life is fulfilled because all you really need is food, water, and shelter.
Yeah.
And when you have all that stuff, you can still be pretty happy.
Yeah.
You don't really need to buy all this other shit that we buy.
All these people. Gadgets. All the gadgets.
iPads, fucking PlayStations, iPhones, MacBooks.
MacBook, come on.
Tim Hortons coffees.
Tim, yeah, man. Paninis.
Blow-up dolls.
Skin cream. Yeah, man. No, that's...
I don't know. I gotta get out of this world.
Yeah, I agree. That's I think... You know, there's more and more people that I've met throughout the years that are like my age, or maybe it's just our generation of people, that they seem to be thinking that same way, where it's like, you know, we're bombarded by like so much stuff. Let's just calm it down a little bit and like live life simply.
I think the change is coming, man. I think so too. The 2012 end of the world theories, I don't think that's it. I think it's like
a change in consciousness.
What people are like, to like, you know, fuck this, fuck the government, fuck all of this crazy shit. I don't want to participate. And I think there's more people out there who are starting to think that way and be like, I don't need as much shit. And they're like starting to think more about their money and their finances and what they're spending their money on, what they're putting into their body.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, I think everybody's sort of making a shift.
I agree. I totally agree.
And I don't know exactly why. I don't know if it's the astrology I was listening to. I don't know if you ever listen to fucking Art Bell or like...
What are we? We're in the sign of Aquarius now,
George,
or something?
George Norrie. It comes on like in the middle of the night. It's on 640 radio, like AM radio. They do like... They talk to people who like talk to aliens and shit. You were talking
really?
To me about this guy.
No, it wasn't me.
On your way home from somewhere, you were listening to like the radio and it was... Like, I can't remember, Coast to Coast is called.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they fucking
maybe
talked
it was.
About fucking all kinds of wacky space shit and dead people.
Yeah.
Like, if you call in and say, yeah, I got an alien chilling on my couch, George Norrie would be like, oh, really? Tell me about it. What's the alien's name? I'll just go and I'll talk to you. They had an astrologist on, though, and fucking I never realized how, like, astrology is... Like the chick's like, I'm not a psychic. I'm just do astrology. And there's like readings, the way that we're going into Aquarius and the fucking Jupiter's going through this sign and blah, blah, blah. And like generally the patterns say when this happens, then we're going to have more like this can happen. We're going to have more rain. Blah, blah, blah. It's fucking bizarre. My mind was melting.
Probably has something to do with like magnetic forces and gravity pulling on other planets and things and moons and stars and whatever else.
It's very, very strange. I'm sort of intrigued by it. I'll never take enough time to really learn about it, but
yeah,
I would like to talk to somebody who knows about it.
Yeah, we should interview someone who's an astrologist.
I know a guy.
Do you?
My sister's fucking boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's do it.
This guy's a monster.
Monster, like big guy monster?
7 feet tall.
7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Does he play in the NBA?
No, he reads the stars.
Oh,
you can do,
man,
palm readings. I told him when I first met him. I first met him at some party or somewhere. He was sitting down and I was just like, oh, this is my boyfriend. And I was like, oh, okay, hi. He stands up. And I'm like, I'm 6'4". This motherfucker stands up and I'm looking at his fucking chest. And I'm like, buddy, you better sit back down.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
You better sit the fuck back down. I'm not looking at
your
chest.
I don't feel comfortable right now.
Absolutely not. I'm like, you better sit down. Trust me.
That's hilarious. That's funny.
This dude is fucking huge.
But he does palm readings, though.
And he's like.
Like, is he?
He like study. I don't know that much about him.
Yeah, yeah.
I just know that he's like, yeah. I can tell you about astrology. I can do palm readings. And then I was like, Kate, don't speak to me ever again until I have you on my podcast. I don't wanna know anything.
Yeah, let's have him on.
So he said, okay, I don't know if he likes me or not, because I'm like, from our very first, I don't think he quite gets my sense of humor. He might not like me.
It would make for a fun podcast, especially if there's like some tension there.
Yeah, there's no tension. He's a cool guy.
He's dating your sister. That'd be funny.
Guy's fucking humongous. I hate that. I like standing up. Like sometimes I'll be somewhere and people are like sitting down. And I'm like, no, I'll stand up. When I stand and you're like taller than everybody, it makes me feel like I'm the alpha in the room. It's a weird thing. I don't know why this is, but I don't know if I'm the only person who ever feels this way. But
I don't know.
When you're like
the tallest person in the room,
yeah. When you're like the bigger guy in the room, and people are all looking up at you, it gives you a weird sort of like,
you're the leader, man.
It makes me feel like I'm the fucking alpha male in the room.
That's why I'm the co-host of the show, man. Because you're taller than me.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Is that a weird way to think? Do you think?
No, not at all. It's probably just something like, I think it's just like a normal, you know, psychological thing that happens to all humans. You know, like big, you know, like guys who are like maybe like a little bit shorter, but they have bigger muscles than someone else.
Yeah.
They have some of them have a complex, but some of them have this thought like, you know, I'm bigger. That means I'm stronger. That means, you know, I can take this person down.
Well, because they realize they can't get taller.
So they have to go wider.
Bigger.
Yeah.
And then that's how you get the little man syndrome. Mm-hmm. Take it easy, little guys.
Take it easy there, just little guy. Little.
Just little be little. Guy. I will tell you the story.
All right.
I'll take it back to Tales from the Trip. Some people have been requesting,
dude, what are you going to do, Tales from the Trip?
All right, I'll do Tales from the Trip.
Nine.
Nine, 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 nine.
Oh, my God.
So anyways, I recently took a trip to our Tales from the Trip. All right, here it is.
Tales from the Trip.
I recently took a journey to India. Anyhow, to make a long story short, I'll just tell you a couple of cool. Did you? I don't know how to even explain what the fuck I walked into. So, but
okay,
I'll tell you this much.
All right.
So go to India. I'm out. My cousin's he moved out there.
Yeah.
So he's taking me around. Like, let's go out for a drink.
Where? What city?
We're in Mumbai.
Mumbai.
And we're in the Juhu Beach area.
Yes.
And he's like, let's go out for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. So we just start walking. And we just start walking. And I'm like, oh, look at that place over there. I'm like, let's just go there. There's fucking neon signs. So we walk up to the door, and I should have known this right away. As soon as we got to the door, there's a fucking little midget outside, a little Indian midget, dude. Everybody's in suits.
Yeah.
And they're like, just wait right here. So we wait for like 2 minutes. They come back, like, okay, come in. We walk into this place. It's very strange. We walk in, there's like seating all around the walls.
Yeah.
And then there's like a few tables in the middle.
Yeah.
There's people singing karaoke. And then there's like three girls wearing like saris just standing in the middle.
Okay.
They're standing there.
Yeah.
They're not dancing or nothing. They just are standing there.
Yeah.
All the dudes are sitting against the wall looking at them.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing anything. We're just drinking. These girls are not doing nothing. They're just standing.
Just talking to each other.
Not even talking to each other, really.
Just standing there.
Just standing there.
Just standing by the tables in the middle, or
they're
like
just standing. There's like a pole. There's like not a. It's like it's, there's like a pillar.
Oh, okay.
It's right. There's a
pillar.
So, but they're just standing all around it.
Okay.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
Like, we're looking, we're like, what's happening here? And we, like, it's, like, they give you, like, super fucking service. Like, go in, what do you want to drink? They fucking open your beer. They fucking will light your cigarette for you.
Yeah.
Like, they'll do, they'll do everything. And yeah. We're, like, standing around. All of a sudden, a guy picks up, like, you know, 1,000 rupees. And
yeah.
He, like, puts the money up in the air. There's, like, 15 dudes in suits in there, too, by the way.
Yeah.
that work there.
Yeah.
A guy in a suit will come over, pick up the money from the guy, and walk away. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Another guy puts up some money.
Yeah.
The guy in a suit will come by, pick it up, walks away.
Yeah.
What the fuck was going on in there? Because we didn't see nothing.
I'm waiting for the punchline. You got me hanging here.
What? There's no punchline.
That's it?
And I'm like, what the fuck is happening in this place?
That's like, weird.
What is going on? Because I'm like, is this like a strip club? And
with the pillar?
Like, is because there's clearly something happening with these girls. These girls are standing there
so
for a reason. But so what the fuck is going on?
When
is
these
it
guys,
like a whorehouse?
Yeah, like when these guys put up $1,000 in the air, guy in the suit comes over, picks it up. Like those girls were, they were just standing there the entire time.
The entire time that I was there, they stood in the same spot.
Did like the guys
They were
leave?
Real girls. They were like, not mannequins. They're like real girls, real women.
Did the guys leave? Did any of the guys leave at all?
Some of the guys just walked to the washroom and that's it. And they came back. And everybody's just sitting there. All
that's
the dudes
weird.
Were there. All the dudes were there in like pairs of two.
Yeah.
And they were like just talking to each other. And then somebody would put some money up in there. A guy would come over and take it. So I sort of know like what happened. Like as soon as we walked in there, like they fucking went in and shut down the operation because we're clearly tourists. That's why they're like, there's a fucking midget in a suit and tie outside. If there's ever a midget outside of an establishment, you know, this fucking freaky shit happening.
That's funny.
But it was fun. It was so weird. And I'm like,
how long did you guys stay there for?
It's for like 40 minutes.
Were they giving you cut eye? Like, come
no.
on, man, get out of here already. We want to go back to what we were doing.
They were like wanting us to have more drinks, like stay for another one. I'm like, nah, this is
weird.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on, but I'll let you guys get back to raping these girls or whatever.
You know, it'd be funny though if really what was like happening before you guys got inside of there, if they were just playing like Jenga or something. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like maybe like Jenga's illegal or something, or maybe like, you know, maybe something like so innocent. You know what I mean?
Well, there's like no strip clubs, right? So it's.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm like, this has got to be like
a strip club.
Sort of like a strip club thing.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know if they like take these chicks upstairs and I don't know if they're prostitutes or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is a fucking strange place. It was called, what the fuck was it called?
Little Midget?
No.
Little Man?
Lovebirds.
Lovebirds?
That's what it was called.
Oh my God. Come on. What else can that? A big pillar in the middle, guys in suit. Come on.
It's called Lovebirds.
Lovebirds,
you know, Beach.
You know that place has to be exactly what you think.
I didn't even like. Like we literally weren't like. We're just like, let's just go somewhere for a drink.
It has to be like exactly.
They're not gonna have a website. And that was that. The other thing that happened, we're on the beach, we're at the Juhu Beach area. Like, let's go for a walk down the beach. We're walking down the beach, and we're walking down the beach. You know, this kid's playing cricket on the beach. This fucking, like, I kept my shoes on. I kept my shoes on because, yeah, there, it's right there. I kept my shoes on because the beach is kind of gross.
Yeah.
And like there's fucking condoms on the beach. It's fucking disgusting. We start walking. You know, you see the kids playing cricket. You see kids playing soccer. All these kids are having fun. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing? It's the middle of the daytime. Like, shouldn't you be in school? But whatever. We start walking down the beach. All of a sudden, it looks like there's like a sort of like a pillar going out into the ocean.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's go over there. But it gets like rocky, so it's like not sand anymore. So I'm like, Let's start walking over that way. Then we get a little bit closer. You just see a dude fucking drop his shorts, squat right down. I'm like, holy fuck. Is this dude taking a shit on the beat? Oh, shit, he is. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then I look, and there's fucking like 20 dudes on this like rocky fucking pillar. They're all taking a shit. I'm like, somebody should have like posted a sign, like, or put up a wall so tourists can know not to fucking go beyond this point.
Because oh,
then
man.
You start walking in a shitville. It was fucking trippy. It's hilarious, though.
Oh, man, that's funny. It you was, know what?
It was funny.
No dumping. I remember when I went to India, I saw the same thing happen. Like you look down like an alleyway and you're like, what? Like some guy's just like in the alleyway, just squatting and doing what he has to do.
But I mean, as gross as India is, it's still beautiful. Like,
yeah,
it's just if somebody could figure out a way how to turn trash into something, like yeah. you would be a multi-gazillionaire.
Yeah.
They don't do garbage pickup that often, I think, in like the big cities of Mumbai.
I don't know.
Fucking garbage everywhere.
Yeah.
And the poverty and the people on the streets is crazy.
You know what the crazy thing is too, is that like when I was in Mumbai, on one side of the street, you have like a shanty town, like very like poor people. And then right across the street, same street, there's like Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Porsches, all lined up, and there's like a huge, beautiful hotels and nice people, like in their nice gowns and everything. It's just weird, and it's on the exact same street, like two different sides of the street.
It's very,
and it's just normal. It's just like that's the way it is.
Both how the rich and the poor can coincide, and the poor people don't say like "fuck this shit."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, we're just going to come and start taking your guys' nice stuff because there's enough of us poor people. So, I'm surprised they don't uprise. And just,
yeah, I know. They just live.
But they just coincide. It's very, very strange to me. It's like, what the fuck? And that same thing with this dude, with that dude, Mukesh Ambani. If you know who that guy is.
Who is that?
He's like one of the richest guys in the world.
All right.
He's guy in India.
What does he own? Like, what's his thing?
He's like the chairman of Hydro of India.
Oh, okay.
This guy's he's the richest man in India, and he's like one of the richest guys in the world. He's worth like $25 billion.
That's it?
Something like that.
Come on. Anyways, yeah.
Do you see this dude's house? We were taking a drive around Mumbai, and the guy's like, oh, and the taxi driver's like, oh, I'll show you this building. And I was like, okay, like, what's so cool about this building? And then he's like, it's just for one guy and his wife and his two kids, or three kids. And they live in this fucking 40-story building.
Wow.
It's worth $1.4 billion.
That's insane.
And it overlooks shanties.
That's insane.
It's humongous. You should look at it. You should look it up. You never saw this building? I put it on my Instagram, dude.
Is it right on Juhu Beach?
To tell you the truth, I couldn't even tell you where it was, but everybody's like super.
Is it nearby like hotels and stuff? This is Mumbai, right?
Yeah.
And it's like nearby like hotels and whatnot.
Look it up. Oh, I'll show you a picture.
Is it? I think I might know what you're talking about. It has like balconies on the outside of it. Is it? I think it's like gray or something.
Yeah, it's like humongous.
Yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. A boot.
You don't think that that's fucking crazy?
It is crazy. I have no comment. That's how crazy it is. It's just,
I think it's crazy that people don't fucking freak out.
Yeah. I've seen that. I've seen that.
That's a personal residence for one dude. He has 600 staff working, three levels of parking that holds 160 cars.
It's not necessary.
Of course it's not necessary, but why are people okay with the fact that this guy can build this? I have no problem with him. You want to live in a 40-story building by yourself? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know, you want to spend your money that way? I don't really care. I just think that it's not cool to do it in front of everybody else that doesn't have that. Like, for instance, if you live in Toronto, you want to live in a $10 million house, you can do it.
In gated communities.
And and guess what? You go over to fucking Bridal Path, you build your fucking house.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Everybody around you has got nice houses too.
Yeah.
You're not building no, fucking I get gigantic it. House in the middle of the hood.
Yeah, exactly.
And saying, fuck you, people, while I look down on you guys. Like, yeah. It's sort of like how I feel like when I'm the tallest dude in the room.
I'm just going to say.
Down on people, it's sort of the same thing, except for, but to me.
Your comedy routine is going to be good, because see what you did there? You went from one thing, you said you're tall, and then you went from this, and the thing's tall looking down at people, and you wrapped up the whole...
I tied it all up.
You tied it all together.
Come on, man. I'm a professional.
No, that's good. No, I'm serious. That's really good. That's cool. But no, I think it's bad. It's horrible. Hopefully, he's like donating money and...
he does tons of charitable stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. Where does the money really go? I don't know.
He does a ton of charity stuff. He gives away a lot of money and all this stuff. But I still don't think it's okay for a person to show off their wealth, because India has got a place, a guy called Gandhi. You ever heard of this guy?
I know Gandhi.
All right. You know his whole story.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes.
This dude, in my mind, could be like Gandhi. Mm-hmm. He could, instead of just being a fucking rich dude with a fucking building.
Yeah.
The largest personal residence in the world.
Yeah.
Instead of being known for that, this guy could like buy up the fucking shanties, build the fucking buildings or condos, because they're building lots of condos there.
Yeah.
You could buy up all the land, house the people, give them the fucking, say, here's a unit because I bought your space.
Yeah.
Here's a fucking unit that you could live in. Yeah. And then I'm still going to rent out another fucking 30 floors and make a gazillion dollars off it.
Yeah, totally.
And this guy could do this over and over again and house all these people and make Mumbai so beautiful, instead of having all these fucking shanties and all these poor people. This guy could do this and turn the whole place around, make it fucking spectacular, yeah. And the guy would be a hero.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
But instead, he's just a douchebag who lives in a fucking giant building by himself. They just say when his kids go out, they have to leave in a 12 cars in front, 12 cars in the back.
I wonder how they do it, though. Do they split up like... like each person has like their own like 20 floors?
No. Like, I think from what I read is like right now it's only him and his wife and one of his children.
Yeah.
And so like one of the floors is like a ballroom, and there's one of the, because it's a 40 story building, but there's only actually 27 floors because they use like gigantic fucking ceilings on a lot of the floors. But I think like one floor is for like, it's like an apartment for the one kid. The other two kids go to school in the United States.
That's crazy.
So three people living there, and they got people like, well, he gives jobs to 600 people. That's fucking wicked. Yeah. It's not wicked. It is wicked, but guess what? It's not.
No. No, I agree.
It's not a good way to spend your money. There's way better ways. This dude could be a fucking hero. He could be on the rupee, man. He could put his fucking face on the rupees. Gandhi's on the rupees.
Yeah, he is.
If I had that much money, I would rather like try to create like an ever long lasting legacy of like, when you have that much money, you could really affect change, and you could like really make change happen. I think so.
Yeah.
And I think he could do way more, even though I'm sure he does fucking so much stuff.
Yeah.
But he could like really say, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to do this to make the place that I clearly love. I love living in Mumbai because I want to live amongst the poor people where I'm going to build my gigantic castle and not let them in. But since he loves this so much, like he could just make it
a better
place. Why wouldn't you want to make your neighborhood better? Like you don't want to live like on a house full of shitty, on a street full of shitty houses. And you know, one person builds up their fucking sick house, but guess what? Your property value still sucks because all the other houses around you are shit.
Yeah.
Until all the other houses start becoming nice, then until then your house is still garbage.
Maybe that's part of it though. Maybe he wants the other house is not to be good, so he feels even bad. Who knows? We should get this guy on the podcast.
Now, yeah, good luck. But now there's another guy. He's starting a trend. Now there's another fucking billionaire dude in India who's building a house. He's building almost the exact same building.
Yeah.
For his family.
Yeah.
Like 2 kilometers away from this one.
Man, that's unbelievable.
So now there's going to be a whole bunch of dudes building all these fucking buildings to live in by themselves.
And have shanties right next door.
Overlooking the poor people. Don't do that, kids.
Don't do that.
That's my stories of India.
That was a good rant.
Yeah? It's not bad.
That was good.
It's not a bad rant.
Well,
people do better.
Do That's better. It. It's 2013. Start living better lives. Start helping people.
Just be a nice person.
That's right.
Throw your religion right out the window and just be a nice person. I'm not. I did say and I did mean it. But do whatever you want. If you got to go to church to be a nice dude, then keep on going.
Exactly. Right? Whatever makes you happy, as long as you're not harming people.
Don't kill people unless they're bad people like Dexter does.
Well,
that's
another
it.
Podcast.
That's another podcast. Don't forget, we're doing some videos.
Yep. Video podcasts are going live now. Yeah.
So I hope that everybody enjoyed the last video podcast.
Yeah. Any suggestions for topics for the video podcast, please feel free to send them. And we'll give you some credits.
And just be nice, people, with your comments. Really?
Really? There's bad comments?
No, it's just that silly people make silly comments that don't know shit.
That's why it's good not to read comments.
But it's still good to read comments because there could be some informative shit. But I hate it when people who they're not doing nothing.
Well, it's just like movie critics. You know, like certain people who are movie critics haven't even made a movie themselves, but yet still they... It's just weird. Like, critics of, like, stand-up comedians, people, like criticize stand-up comedians for, like, certain things, whatever else. They've never done it themselves. They just criticize.
It's very weird that I'm getting on people criticizing people when I just spent 10 minutes criticizing a dude for the way he spends his money. But
oh, man.
But it's like, you want to know what? I know who this person is, and you don't interview people on the street. So how are you giving me, this is what you need to do? Like, everybody always knows what I need to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what I need to do, but everybody else knows what I need to do.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know if their advice is right. I think that it's crazy. But they say you should do it this way, and you shouldn't do that, and you shouldn't do that. But I'm like, but you've never done this. This is not even like you fucking bake cookies for a living. You don't know. You don't. What do you know about videotapes and interviewing people on the street? You don't even watch the news. How do you know? Like, why do you tell me this is what I have to do? You're fucking. You're making coffee. I don't know. Maybe I need to listen to these people. Fucking people make me crazy. All right, that's the show.
Where can everyone follow us?
Twitter and Instagram. And Instagram is the new thing, man.
Yeah.
Facebook, but Instagram is the place.
All right.
I want to do a podcast with the Valhalla movement.
Yes, I was just going to mention that, yeah.
So hopefully we'll be able to work some things out with these guys. The waitress on Instagram says she's going to come on the show, talk about healthy lifestyles, healthy eating.
Cool.
She's has really cool posts about food and genetically modified food. She's super interesting.
Need to get an interview with your sister's boyfriend, too.
Astrologist,
yes.
There's somebody else I was, like, trying to talk to the other day, too, and they're like, I'm like, oh, fuck, I should just have you. Like,
yeah,
you're a fucking crazy person.
Like, we need you on the podcast.
Like, not crazy, but like into like some crazy things.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of interesting people out there.
We'll figure it out.
Got to talk to that dude who like talks to dead people.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys.
That'd be scary.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. All right.
Anyhow. All right, everybody.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. All that jazz.
Don't get anyone pregnant.
All right.